Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. Baba Yaga is a classic figure from Slavic mythology, often known for being a monstrous magical cannibal witch. Her image haunted children for many centuries, and she is known for her chicken house, a walking, sapient house with legs. This delightfully terrifying witch is the subject of today's story, brought to us by friend of the show, Ginger Parkinson. Here's Ginger.
Hello, I am Ginger Parkinson, and today I'm going to tell you a story that takes old folktale characters, Baba Yaga and Chicken House, but I've created a whole new story about it. I have been telling stories for over 22 years, and I got into it because I tried to force my children to tell stories. But then I found out that I could tell them, and life has been better since then. So, Baba Yaga and Chicken House. Baba Yaga was a witch. She had iron teeth that clicked and clanked when she ate. She had bony, skinny legs and a round belly and a great big nose, so big that it curved around and almost touched her belly button. And on the side of her nose was two great big nostrils. And every once in a while, the winds would shift, and in those great big nostrils, she would smell sunlight, dirt, sweat, giggles. Children! I must eat children! And she would run into her house and say, "Run, Chicken House, run!" Well, Baba Yaga's house isn't like my house or your house. It was a teeny tiny cottage. But, well, that teeny tiny cottage was set upon a set of chicken legs. So when Baba Yaga said, "Run, Chicken House, run!" Well, Chicken House would pick up her front porch, and she would start to smash, bash, crash through the forest. And the children were playing in the meadow, and they heard the smash, bash, crashing, and they said, oh, it's Baba Yaga, get ready. And the children were prepared. Chicken House smashed through into that meadow, and, well, the resident pyromaniac, every neighborhood has one. Out of his pocket, he took out firecrackers and matches, and he ran underneath Chicken House's legs and lit those firecrackers when one of the other girls said, "Fox in the hen house! Fox in the hen house!" And the firecrackers started to pop, 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 pop. "Fox in the hen house! Fox in the hen house!" And I don't know if you know this about chickens, but they are not the smartest animal in the coop. And, well, Chicken House is particularly disadvantaged because, well, they completely cut off Chicken House's brain and put a house there. So with the pop and the yelling and the fox in the hen house, Chicken House got so, so discombobulated. Well, she got so scared that she smash, bash, crashed back into the forest. When Chicken House finally calmed down enough that Baba Yaga could get out, Baba Yaga, she stomped her bony legs and she gnashed her iron teeth. And she said, "I'll never, ever, 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 ever eat children again. It's just not worth it." And then she pulled on her long nose. But she didn't feel any better. And Baba Yaga meant it. She was never going to eat children again. And, well,
She decided she would learn how to make the perfect sourdough bread because Baba Yaga was living during the first world pandemic, and everybody makes sourdough bread during a pandemic. So she learned how to make the perfect crust, just the right amount of flavor. It was golden, it was crispy, it was delicious. But at some point, eating sourdough bread for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, breakfast, lunch, at some point, you just want some protein. And that's when the winds would shift, and in her great big nostrils, she would smell sunlight, dirt, sweat, giggles. Children! I must eat children! And she would run into Chicken House, and she said, run, Chicken House, run! And Chicken House picked up her front porch and started to smash, bash, crash through that forest. But the children playing in the meadow heard the smash, bash, crashing. They said, get ready, it's Baba Yaga. But the pyromaniac grounded for playing with matches one time too many. So they came up with a different plan. The children spread themselves out in the meadow. They all sat on the ground as if they had a nest. And when Chicken House smashed into that meadow, one of the little girls yelled, lay, Chicken House, lay! And Chicken House went, but Baba Yaga has never let me lay an egg. And I have an urge. And so Chicken House decided to lay an egg. And so Chicken House went and she started to sit down in a nice place in the meadow. And she heard, knock, knock, don't sit on me, as one of the children pretended to be a chicken. Chicken House went to another spot. She started to set her whole cottage down. Bawk, bawk, don't sit on me. Bawk, bawk, don't sit on me. Bawk. Well, Chicken House could not find a place in the meadow to lay an egg. And I don't know if you know this about chickens, but if a chicken can't find a place to lay an egg on the ground, unfortunately, they will try a tree. So Chicken House went over to the edge of the meadow where there was a birch tree standing up, and it had a particularly low branch. And Chicken House took her shutters and she flapped them back and forth as fast as she could, and she jumped. And she called that flying. And she landed on that low, low branch. And the tree had started to bend over, and Chicken House, sitting on that branch, started to wiggle her little tail feathers, and she went back. And then she went back, shaking her head. No, not a good place to lay an egg. So she flapped her shutters and jumped and landed on a limb a little bit higher on the same tree. And the tree bent over even more. And Chicken House set her little tail feathers and switched them back and forth. And she went back, shaking her head. No, back. Not a good place to lay an egg. So she flapped her shutters again, and she jumped, and she landed on the tippy top branch. And the tree bent over so far it looked like a rainbow. And Chicken House went back. Back. This was the place to lay her egg. And so Chicken House started to lay her egg. It was a lot of work to lay an egg. It wasn't pleasant, but she went. She did it. Boom! Out came a ginormous
chicken house egg. And it fell to the ground, and that was just enough weight different for that birch tree that was bent over like a rainbow. Well, it got its snap back, sending chicken house pew, flying back into the forest. Baba Yaga got out of chicken house and she said, "I'll never, ever, 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 ever eat children again. It's just not worth it." And she stomped her bony legs and she gnashed her iron teeth and she pulled on her long nose. But she didn't feel any better. And she meant it. She was not going to eat children anymore. But she also wasn't going to eat sourdough bread. So Baba Yaga decided that she would learn how to make the perfect spaghetti and meatballs. Because everybody loves spaghetti and meatballs. She worked on the flavor of the meatball till it just sung in your, when it melted on your tongue. And the perfect sauce with fresh basil and oregano, even some mushrooms from the forest. Oh, and the pasta. Oh, the pasta. Oh, it was so good. But eating spaghetti and meatballs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and 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 breakfast, lunch, and dinner. At some point, you just don't want any more pasta. And that's when the wind shifted, and in her great big nostrils, she smelled sunlight, dirt, sweat, giggles, children. I must eat children. But Baba Yaga had remembered how it went the last two times, so she went into Chicken House and said, "Sneak, Chicken House, sneak." And Chicken House very quietly picked up her front porch and started to sneak through the forest. Now, I don't know if you know this about chickens, but if chickens want to be sneaky and quiet, oh, they can. And so Chicken House snuck through the forest, and the children were busy playing in the meadow. And they did not hear Chicken House coming. Chicken House snuck to the edge of the meadow. She sat down her front porch. Baba Yaga opened the door and jumped out. And the smell! Oh, the sunlight, the dirt, the sweat, the giggles! Children! I will eat you now! And the children went, "Ah, it's Baba Yaga!" And the children started to run around like, well, chickens with their heads cut off. They were running around and bumping into each other and falling on the ground and bumping into each other. But one little girl, she kept her head on her shoulders and she thought of something and she thought of it quick. She picked up a few pebbles from the ground. And then she said, "Here, chick, 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 come and get it, chick, 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 chick." She threw the pebbles on the ground with a plink, 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 plink. And Chicken House went, "What? Baba Yaga has never fed me. And I'm feeling a bit peckish." And so Chicken House ran over to where the pebbles had plinked down as if it was corn to eat. And Chicken House took her whole cottage head and started to peck, peck, peck. Then the little girl picked up more pebbles and ran right behind Baba Yaga's bony legs and iron teeth and threw it down and said, "Here, chick, 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 come and get it." And Chicken House ran over and started to peck, peck, peck. Nom, 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 nom. And Chicken House picked up Baba Yaga and ate her up. And with a very full Chicken House belly, Chicken House started to strut her way back into the forest. And the children in the meadow, they never saw Chicken House or Baba Yaga again.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Ginger Parkinson, for sharing her story. Ginger is a member of the Utah Storytelling Guild. Be sure to check her and the guild out at utahstorytellingguild.website. If you'd like Ginger to perform for you, she is available for festivals, schools, and libraries. During Halloween, she can be a witch, and at Christmas, she can be Mrs. Claus. She can be reached via email at gingerparkinson@gmail.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.